Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're seeing some amazing things in the earth today. You're seeing some exciting things. You're seeing the blessings of God, the power of God, but simultaneously, you're seeing darkness, different things happen. And so, you know what? When you go back and read in the Bible, and I just want to encourage you today, when you go back and read what God is doing in the timeline of the New Testament, for example, and then you pull out of that timeline and begin to look at the timeline, what was happening in the earth at the same time, it's like, it was no different.
Yeah.
The Persian Empire, Rome was doing what they were doing. All these different things was happening and you still got robbed on the road, you know, out there. Remember that Paul talked about, I got robbed and different things took place. And somebody said, this must not be God because I got robbed. It's like, well, you know, Paul got robbed, shipwrecked, falsely accused, all these different things. And I want to encourage you that don't get so focused on dark things and the storm in a way that it paralyzes you and keeps you from living your life. I mean, look at reality. Look at what's going on. But, you know, you have God. If you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, God is with you. Begin to have confidence, even in the midst of what's going on, and say, you know what? I'm going to be on God's timeline. The world's doing what it's doing. But despite all that, that God's going to be God and God's going to take care of his folks. He's going to bless us. He's going to protect us. He's going to speak to us. And he's going to fellowship with us as we fellowship with him. And that's so important because sometimes you can miss it. You get so caught up in watching a 24-hour news cycle or just, I mean, they're bringing stuff to you continually. Mm-hmm. That's what you focus on. But if you go back and look at what took place in the birth of the church in the book of Acts, what's happening at the time of the Gospels being written, that it was great that, you know, Rome was doing what they were doing. I mean, they were doing all those things that are evil in the context of that. And all these different kings and czars and whatever, that's all happening at the same time. But God was still being God. Even when you think about, you know, Israel coming out of Egypt, well, all these things are going on, but understand why God's talking, having this conversation with Moses and Israel and meeting with them in the tent of meetings and that type of thing, that simultaneously there was other countries that were doing their day-to-day life. Mm. They were living, they were going about whatever they did, you know, worshiping these false gods and, you know, having children and their perspective of family, all these different things was going on. But there was this other timeline going on. It was the timeline of God. They had no idea. The people of the earth had no idea that God had pulled out a people out of Egypt. The people had no idea at the time that this one man named Abram at the time, was pulled out of the land that he was in and began the timeline of God, what God was going to do. But everybody in his family still continued when he left them in this particular land that he lived in, which I believe was in Iraq, I'm not sure, or Turkey. But when he left them, they continued about their life. Mm-hmm. But this is the difference today. Today we have press, we have media, we have digital communication. Today, when you are, you know, walking your timeline with God, we have an infiltration of fiery darts coming from the evil one, sending, you know, stuff on your news reports and your television or your computers or your mobile phone devices or whatever. And now you're actually hearing what's happening in these other places, this other timeline. Mm. And what you can do is lose your focus. You can actually get so caught up in that. That's all you talk about. That's all you think about. And all of a sudden you're thinking the answers are political and you're moving in the same way the world would move because your focus is on the world. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Your focus is on the world instead of on God. Understand, despite what's happening in the world, God moves on his timeline just like he always has. And you don't have to measure where you are in God based off what's happening on the dark timeline, what's happening in the world. Mm. And it will encourage you because so many people right now are being hindered from obeying God because they're waiting for the worldly timeline to get right. It's like, no, actually, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But they can jump from that dark timeline. They can jump from that dark timeline to the light timeline by making Jesus the Lord of their life. They can move from a dark life to a light life. They can leave darkness and enter into the light. So we could say, you know what? I got to stay faithful in walking in the light as Jesus walked in the light, because those are truly sons of God. Mm-hmm. And be there in such a way that when people are seeing from the dark side, they're seeing you walk in the light. They're going, there's hope. All this negative stuff happening to me or my community or my nation and all these different things. I mean, think about it. All this is happening. It doesn't have to happen to me, because God's going to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
If I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life like they did, or he mm-hmm. did, or like she did. It just shows them God. But sometimes you look at them, you think about it, it's like we try to give a light perspective of what's going on to show you, okay, yeah, we're looking at what's happening out there, and we want every man to know Christ. We want no man to die outside of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're reaching out. But our focus is on Jesus. Our focus is on the light. There's no fear in those who abide with God. And so I want to encourage you, when you're seeing these different things and you even hear us talking about some different reports, hang on for the light perspective. Wait for the biblical view that we're talking about, because you need to be able to look at that, discern the seasons and the time, but never letting your heart shrink back because of fear of watching what's happening. And I say that because it's just going to get worse in that realm, in the other timeline. But if you look back at all the big revivals that took place, you look back at what was happening during the times of Azusa Street.
Mm-hmm.
You look what was happening in the time of the latter rain, and you look what happened during so many different moves of God. That was simultaneously moving one timeline, God was moving, and simultaneous is another timeline. You know, things are happening, what we call history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things was happening with folks. Mm-hmm. You know, some people were getting married, some people were, you know, not being married, having children, they were getting jobs, they were working, building businesses. They were running for political offices. They were taken over to be king somewhere. I mean, all that was going on.
Some of the best of times and worst times,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And we can miss the best of times by thinking that we are defining ourselves where we are based on the worst of times. And he says, listen, in this lifetime, your troubles are going to come. But cheer up. I've overcome this life. Stay in the light. Walk in the light. And so as we're sharing this to give you perspective, prophetic timelines, things that are happening, what God's about to do, and how to respond to it. And God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, so we cannot just bury our head in the sand of denial and say that our economy's not crashing type thing or something of that nature and think that that's going to work out for us. It's not, because Jesus said even people that don't even know him can discern the seasons of the times, but my own people can't even discern it.
Yeah, it's like trying to not discuss the fact that you're sick when in reality you are sick. But in order to talk about the healing, we got to first mention the fact that you're sick. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There right. is healing. There is healing. It is coming. But we have to identify that first. We are sick.
It's like Ken Summerall, Brother Ken, my spiritual father's with the Lord now. They're in the faith movement that was taking place, that he was teaching at a particular school and a church in Georgia, I believe it was. And of course, that was the time when it's like, you know, you can't say anything that's you know, you
right.
just can't, you know. And so he's teaching, and somebody put something on the floor when he's teaching, so he slipped down. And when he slipped down, he hit the floor, and he got back up to continue preaching. But at that point was, he had broke a rib, but he didn't even know it. So he's actually preaching and teaching, continuing on with this broken rib. But it was in the faith movement, so you're saying. So he started saying things like, he would say, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, but it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And what he found out was he had a broken rib. And, of course, that's right. the beginning of, you know, our generation understanding how to walk in. The reality is we can face the facts just like Abraham did and still be unwavering in our faith that God mm-hmm. is able to do what he said he can do. This stuff about, you know, step on a crack, you break your brother's back. Oh, my right. goodness, these little religious teachings that cause you to think that, you know, you've lost everything because you said the word lost versus saying, you know what, Abraham, the father of faith, the one in whose bosom you're going to be received when you go to heaven, according to the word of God in Romans chapter 3, I believe he says, or 4:3, when he says that Abraham faced the facts that his body could not do what God wanted it to do, and his wife's body could not do what God said it was going to do. And he said he faced that. Mm. But he still was fully persuaded, despite his reality, that God was going to be able to do what he said he was going to do. He didn't waver in his unfaith. Against all hope, in hope, He believed and so became. So I want to encourage you to relax a little bit. You know, get right. confident in God. If God said, this is what I'm going to do, this is what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you to believe that, not to have some magical word phrase that's going to manipulate God. You can't manipulate God. He's waiting for you to trust him.
Yeah.
And he knows at that point in your mind, in your heart, that he knows, you know, if we're trusting him or not.
There's an arc in God. I mean, even in the worst of days, when you look back in the times of Noah, where it was raining torrential, it was a period of judgment, there was safety for those who were with God. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how bad it looks or how tough it's going to be, if you stay with God, you're going to be okay.
That's exactly it. And you can, you know, you think about it. God told Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. Mm-hmm. Which means he was going to have a kid.
Hmm. Or two.
Or three. Or four. And he couldn't have one.
All right.
And then finally, you know, you come up with a couple of ideas. It didn't work out. We're still dealing with that. That he still did not waver in the fact God is not a man that he would lie. He was like, God said it. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a man? Imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine if you spent your entire life believing God despite your circumstances. You trusted God. When God said, I'm going to do it, you didn't waver despite, even at the point of your last breath, you knew God could do it. And then you stand before God. A lot of people that think worldly would go, well, it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen in your generation. But Abraham looked for a city that was not built by human hands. And that city has yet to manifest here on the face of the earth, but it is in heaven, and he saw it, the New Jerusalem. Yeah, he saw this. So he faced the throne of God with faith to the very end of seeing this city. Now imagine if you just get rid of all those other paradigms, go, you know what? I just believe God.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe him. I mean, when God shows you stuff, when God shows me stuff, and there's a lot of people lined up, I learn not to cast your pearls before swine, right? But, you know, he's like, oh, a swine, you're stomping my pearls and eating me, you know, devouring me. That's what he says. Don't do that, because if you do, if you tell certain people certain things, they're using the adversary to be able to just destroy you. And it's like really strange, but it's true. Mm-hmm. And, but you can hold on when God says something to you. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break, because I want to encourage you to begin to hold on to what God has said.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Every kind of media is literally at your children's fingertips. For Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Focus President Jim Daly talked about this matter and its repercussions with Gabe Lyons.
But we do have to teach as parents our kids how to consume things in a way that's not over the top.
Yeah, with our children, Jim, one of the things we just implemented in the new year was, you know, we have a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and 7-year-old, two boys and a little girl. And we realized how much technology was starting to become, you know, our Band-Aid for if mom and I needed to talk, give them a phone. And realizing in this discussion about the shaping of the imagination of our kids, we have to realize what we're doing. We're damaging, in a lot of ways, their imagination. Mm. If we just put entertainment in front of them, it starts to cripple that imagination.
You'll hear more insights from Gabe Lyons about faith and culture today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the Dar at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, her 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledged firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'll continue to talk about, you know, encouraging you to remember that you want to look at, understand simultaneously when God does what he does with his folks and what he's doing in the earth. It happens simultaneously with another timeline. And to be honest with you, when you look at Christians today in America, they're more into the worldly timeline. Mm-hmm. What's happening? How long? Okay, can I get a good job? What's, you know, can
economy
I get a raise?
Focus, right.
What's that?
Economy focus,
politics focus, and all these different things. And it's like, that means you're not even thinking about the light timeline, yeah. What that means. And when you think about that, that means you're missing out what God is doing. Because you only have a short period of time to be involved. Understand, those are not the same timelines. They are not the same timelines. Because look at it, God didn't write about he could put anything he wanted to through the unction of the Holy Spirit as these men were writing out the Word of God. They could have talked about the Persian Empire. They could have talked about the Roman Empire. They could have talked about all these different things that was going on this other timeline. But he didn't, because it's irrelevant. We're all born into darkness. We're all born into sin, and we're born in a condemned state. And when we hear about Jesus, we get to that particular point in our life, whatever that is, we hear about Jesus, we come out of darkness and we're saved from death. We're saved from the other timeline.
Hmm.
And so that's just going to happen. It happened since the Garden of Eden. This other timeline's been going on. But God began a timeline that, if you can follow it all the way, that's the one we got to be involved in. That's the one that's going to count. Every single person who has not yet, or that ends their life without making Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. I mean, think about this. In the Gentile realm, understand this. At that particular point, it's over. That's your only one chance to be able to make a choice for Jesus. Think about that. Mm. That's your only choice. And it's like, my goodness, I've been spending my whole life. You're probably worried and concerned and anxious, and you're thinking about how can you keep your money, how could you keep your house, mm-hmm. How can you keep your job, mm-hmm. It's like, you're off the timeline, mm-hmm. Because the other timeline is like, God, you gave this house to me, you gave this increase to me, you gave this job to me, and I'm thankful for it, and it's not my God, it's just what I live in, it's what I, where I work at, but you bless the work of my hands, a whole different viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
Because the dark timeline is going to get darker,
mm-hmm.
And the goal of that dark timeline is to destroy as many people as possible before they actually make a choice to enter into the light, the other timeline. That's the goal of Satan. But the goal of God is for us to be the light, to shine the light or light. He commands us, go be the light of the world, so that those that are walking in darkness can see the light in our life and see the goodness of God. And they say, you know what, I want that life. And you know what, when you make that decision for Jesus Christ, you enter into this other timeline. They call it an eternal timeline. And it's truly ticking down for the days that you can do something in the context of this lifetime for God, to be able to test your faith. Mm-hmm. So you have something to show God in the context of it, to say thank you, living a life of gratitude. But you have to be careful what you watch and what you listen to, and because it's just amazing how that other timeline is the loudest thing in the world right now, it seems like. And the quietest thing right now in the world is the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, where are the Billy Grahams? Where are the folks that stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in love? You know, where are those folks that do that? Where are the timeline, the light timeline folks?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, we've been dark focused. We've been thinking that they're integrated, that it's the same timeline. There's only one, you know, this, then that, then the other thing. No, he didn't even talk about it, but if you in the Word of God, but he's like, no, this is, you know, Caesar and all that stuff was going on with the different Rome governments and parliaments were meeting, and you know, all that stuff was happening.
Didn't even faze him.
Didn't even faze him. As a matter of fact, when God wanted to use them, he used them in the context of when they were trying to stone and kill Paul. He actually used them to be able to rescue Paul and bring him out. They used them to be able to carry Paul on a ship that ended up being shipwrecked, but guarded his life from being destroyed. And but other than that, those type of encounters, it's like, oh, think about it. I can leave this life of darkness. I can change what I watch, what I say, what I see. I can change my fellowship, people that I hang out with, and I hang out with people who have a light perspective, and they're on that timeline. And I can reach out into the darkness for as many people who wants to come into the light. It comes on your timeline. Because it's always good in walking with God. It's always good. But it's not good if you're in the world, if you're friends with the world. The Word of God says to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Thinking you can grab both these timelines and live your life. It's like, look at you, you're tormented and you're just miserable. If that's what you're doing, you're like, you're divided between two timelines. One is an eternal light timeline. You're redeemed, you're saved, you're looking ahead like Abraham was. You're fully persuaded that God is who he says he is. He can do what he said he can do, and it's going to be just like he said it's going to be. And the other one is like, how can I change this? What can I do to manipulate this thing? Who's going to take my job? Who's going to do this? It's like, ugh. You're supposed to have a life of joy and rejoicing and that. So I just want to encourage you, because we're going to talk about in this next part of the program about ISIS again. But understand, that is on the other timeline. And when these timelines touch each other, not through repentance but through oppression, you're seeing people come into the light and to hurt people and to bring harm to people who are in the light. And to hurt the human race, but to keep them from coming into the light. And so we're going to talk about ISIS in a moment. This is this terrorist organization coming down, you know, out of Syria into Iraq, and they're trying to take over Baghdad and these different things. But understand, that's the other timeline. That's the total other timeline. And you can stay in the light, walk in peace, walk in love, at the same time realize, you know, we don't want anybody to die in darkness. We want them to come into the light. That means we got to stand up and be bold for the light. For Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lately, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there, and a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this, including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared? So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. And it's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read the commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, oh, do this, and people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions, that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the multiply, it's the multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
CBN News is reporting that ISIS, which is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, which is this force that's coming down, we've been talking about, of evilness coming down from Syria into Iraq and beheading, crucifying Christians, forcing women to marry in. And the doctrine of Islam is if you marry somebody into the religion of Islam, then they are Muslim at that point. Mm-hmm. But they're taken, when you do that, the doctrine also says that they are your concubine at that point. Mm. They take them as concubines, which is Old Testament language, which we don't have concubines anymore. And so this evilness is coming down. And our concern was in the beginning, as we begin to talk about this, and you're about to hear a report, is that our government wasn't looking at it as if it was a concern for America. That, oh, this is just some of your people go, that's just them. Well, as Christians, you know, we're concerned about the persecution of human beings. I mean, we're concerned about, people being beheaded. We're concerned about people being raped and forced into marriages. We're concerned about that. We shouldn't go politics or, hey, that's going to cost us way too much money. We should be thinking, how can we help these folks? That's how we as Christians should be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But originally what was being said was, you know, that's their problem. You know, we don't have to, you know, be concerned with that. But now they're realizing that this ISIS group, they're trying to take over a piece of land. I mean, look, it's called the Islamic State. They're trying to develop an Islamic State through some of the folks in Iraq and Syria so that they can have a caliphate and begin to just, and guess what they're doing? The reports are, you're about to hear, they're starting to build bombs and different things to be able to harm who? America. And if you would have been listening, if you've been listening to VFN TV Daily Radio Program, you already know this. Because the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, told us, he said, America, this scud's for you. Mm-hmm. And this is what's taking place. Watch this.
Thanks for joining us for CBN News Today. I'm Charlene Aaron. U.S. lawmakers are calling for a new urgency to defeat the terrorist army on the march in Iraq. They say the terrorists are a threat to America. Dale Hurd has the story.
Iraqi men continue to volunteer to defend Baghdad as close to 10,000 terrorists from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, continue to advance toward the capital. With American advisors now on the ground in Iraq, there is new information that terrorists in Iraq and Syria present a clear and present danger to the American homeland.
There was no doubt in anybody's mind who briefed us that eventually the people who are trying to conquer Iraq and make an Islamic caliphate, run every Christian or kill every Christian in the Mideast, and they will hit us at home.
Officials are concerned that the fighting in Syria and Iraq is a terrorist training ground, and it's breeding cooperation between groups who want to hit the United States. Recent intelligence shows that two al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, one in Syria and one in Yemen, are working together to develop new non-metallic bombs that are difficult to detect and easier to smuggle onto commercial aircraft.
This collection, this relationship building that you see around the world, that's why those of us who do this for a living are so concerned about the security threat to the United States.
And in Iraq, U.S. officials are trying to persuade Sunni militiamen to fight back against ISIS, as they did nearly 10 years ago against Al-Qaeda. But that may be a tough sell.
The reason this terrorist group has made so much progress is they have an ally in the Sunni population. But the Sunni population is literally doing a deal with the devil.
But Sunnis have been alienated by Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's now lost much of Iraq to Sunni insurgents and is now trying to simply defend Baghdad. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Amazing. As we were talking about, yesterday we talked about who is ISIS, and we kind of defined that, so you can find it at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, or you can find it in the programs at VFNTV.com, and you can watch the programs again. But, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham is talking about that these guys are a clear and present danger, that they are wanting to hit America. They're wanting to do something to America. And I think about when, you know, Pat and I was at a meeting with Congressman Jeff, you were there too, I think.
Miller.
Jeff Miller. And of all the things that he said, he's the one that heads up the VA from Congress viewpoint and all. And he said, it's getting scarier and scarier. And this is before ISIS. And what we're looking at right now, you look at this huge increase of a wave of a flood of evil. I mean, what happened in Syria was a flood that came into Syria. What happened in Iraq, a flood of evil began to pour over the borders of Iraq and the northern borders. It began to pour over these communities and towns and take these cities, Fallujah, and all these different towns in there. We're seeing a flood come over our borders in America, where we're reporting on this yesterday, but now it's been confirmed. We're talking about the prophetic word about pestilences and plagues, and you can hear that particular program because it'll encourage you, understanding it won't come near you if you walk with the Lord. But is that the SARS virus has been found in and one case of SARS has come over the, which is a viral infection. I believe it's a flu, and it's very contagious. And you don't know if it's really happening, or they're just wanting to report it's happening so they can create an atmosphere of tension and fear and all that type of thing. The Alinsky methodology is going on. But it's just, but you're seeing this flood happen, this huge flood. I mean, these people are not ignorant. I mean, they're very intelligent, and they have a viewpoint, and how they see things may be different than how you see things. But you can't just say, well, that's just stupid. Because if it's strategic and there's a plan and you don't gain this knowledge, he says God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are thinking and strategizing and working together with this commotion called the Sea of Humanity, trying to organize the earth right now. But the enemy is coming in like a flood. It seems like it's like everything. It's like seems like Washington, D.C. is underwater. It already came in already. But you're looking at the eco parts of the flood with the heat waves and the tornadoes and the storms and the earthquakes and tsunamis. And then you look at the economic aspect. It's like it's coming in like a flood. What's really strange is how that the economy shouldn't be, it should not be at the numbers it's at. It's sort of like just take you to the highest cliff before they push you off. Yeah. It is not normal. What's happening right now, based on the income wage, based on reports, my understanding of it, is that if whoever is working are getting the wages based on the 1980s, if not the 70s.
Yeah, Mark Cuban was just came out, and he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he was saying that he believes he's a billionaire. He has a lot of business and investments. He was saying that the next crisis is going to be student loans.
Yep.
Because there's no money. Since people can't pay back these student loans, and it's hampering them from buying the cars and buying other things that they would like to buy, but they've spent all their money getting an education. All and right. So he expects that to go down here in a short while, which is also going to force a lot of these colleges to close up.
He says it's going to crash, and then it's going to reboot. But you think about it. We're talking about healthcare overcharging you. You're talking about, you know, taxes being overcharged to you. But the truth is, look at education. It's shot up higher than everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you think pretty highly of yourself if you're going to charge you know, $150,000 to teach someone how to read. I mean, you know,
right.
a particular history book or a viewpoint right. that you don't even let critical thinking even happen on your campus anymore. But that's why I was encouraging earlier about the aspect of, you know, you're seeing these things come in like a flood, but understand in the middle of all that, this flood of evil, when these things are happening, you're thinking these crises happening after crisis after crisis. You know, this is what God says in his word in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. He says, so shall they hear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. So you're seeing this huge flood of evil. And if you are on the right timeline here and you're walking with God and you understand, you know, God's going to preserve his people. He loves human race. So he wants more people to enter into the light timeline, as we talked about. Well, understanding that even in the midst of this great dark flood of what? Really? That God's raising up a standard. You're going to start seeing, you know, college universities like Regent University rise to take places that originally that Harvard and Yale actually had places like that in America originally. They taught, you had to have the word of God, you had to read the Bible, be a part of your law degree and all that. And all of a sudden we're going to see standards raised up because you're looking at this big flood coming in of permission for abortion, but at the same time you're seeing standards risen in certain states and nations and certain states and cities. This is so large that it's shouting to the world, a standard has been raised in Texas in their viewpoint towards abortion. A standard has been raised in Florida in their viewpoint towards abortion with the, you know, baby alive bill and the recent bill that's saying that baby can be sustained in outside the womb, then it would be murder if you took that kid's life. It'd be, you can't do that. And so it's like, don't miss that God's raising up standards in the midst of all this. It's almost like God gives you over to stuff. He gives the people over to it so they can finally drown in it, not death drown, but just so much that they don't want it anymore. And then in the middle of that, all of a sudden, he just raises up a standard, a flag, the way it's supposed to go. And people go, look, a flag. Let's go towards that flag. Mm-hmm. There's hope there. And I'm seeing behind the scenes a whole new way of getting the news, a new way of being encouraged on a daily basis, a new way of the church being the church. I'm seeing just this great wave of hope that's coming against this wave of, you know, evil that's taking place. And the Lord showed me one particular night, he gave me and my wife a dream, two different viewpoints of this dream in the same night. And mine was that water was coming up from the seas, like, and it was just flooding the land, totally flooding, and there was no way to get away from it. And I believe Donna's was that water was coming from the sky and there was no way to get away from it. Because in the dream, I'm sitting on this particular back part of this building and I'm thinking, like, it's coming. I need to go to the high place. So I went up to the high place of this particular mountain and it was like it was coming from the other way too. There was no way to get this flood. This is what's about to happen. You know, the glory of God's going to flood the earth and the enemy's evil is trying to flood it with evil. But God's going to raise a standard in the midst of that. So as I was saying, stay focused on the right timeline. Begin to look for the standards. Because you could say, you know, this is perplexing. Why is, you know, bad things happening at the same time good things are happening? It's because the enemy came in like a flood, hence bad thing. But God raised a standard, the good thing. So it's not because there's darkness happening and these different things are coming against society and marriage and family and finance and name it. Realize in the middle of that, because God's not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie, the son of man that he would change his mind. He said, I will raise a standard up against them. Because when you come up with a wave of evil, when you come up on a wave of evil, understand they're coming against God. Even if you have an unbeliever, you know, harm another unbeliever, God's concerned about both those people. And he didn't want that person to be hurt. He's a just God. He loves both of them. He's hoping one day that they would choose him. But his viewpoint is, yeah, the enemy may come in like a flood. But understand, when he does that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that I will raise a standard. And we're starting to see standards. We're starting to see, you know, new things happen in America. You're starting to see people go back to the original intent of the nation. people are actually picking up the Constitution and reading it. Mm-hmm. People are saying we got to bring God back into our lives and our school and our workplace. You're seeing, you know, just battleships for God raise up and say, you know, these standards, a standard for God. And it's so encouraging. So I just wanted to tell you, you know, when you're looking at what's taking place over there with ISIS coming down, it's a clear and present tidal wave of darkness that could come to America. Senator Lindsey Graham is right. But understand, God can raise a standard. And one thing it looks like is going to come out of this situation in northern Iraq is the Kurds are going to get their own state.
Mm.
The Christian Kurds are going to get their own state. Mm. Although the you know, some of the leaders are saying it's like walking through a minefield to be able to do it. It's going to be tough. Right. But that's actually a standard, because if all that turns over to darkness and the dark way and the, you know, it becomes a caliphate, for example. But yet you have the Kurds, just like Israel, and their small piece of territory,
yeah.
a place that God can bless. And all of a sudden the standard would be the Kurds in northern Egypt. But and in Iraq. They're in Iraq as well. Because Saddam Hussein, when he was in power, he actually used chemical gas on the Kurds and killed like 5,000 or thousands of them by just using chemical weapons against them. Mm. God saw that. And potentially, you know, we can begin to believe God, that God's going to raise a standard up right there in the middle of all that. That's right in the center. That would be the center of this whole thing.
Wow.
That he'll raise a standard. And, you know, we just ask God that you would give the Kurds their own nation, their own state, and bless them in the midst of all of that, like you do Israel, Father God. So I just want to encourage you, be strong, be courageous, understand the Lord is with you. Do not be terrified. Understand when the enemy comes in like a flood, our God is and will raise a standard.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFNTV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFNTV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFNTV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also original intent and
right.
Wisdom moments and
prophetic words.
Mm-hmm. And those are series that it has right there. Mm-hmm. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetized. But then at the bottom, you can choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's V Victor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. And we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom and the safety of his people.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on the podcast, and you get it, whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
download, I guess. And it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. Buy the, we're giving it to you. It's yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello. I don't know where that came from.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
We were just talking in the break time about Pat and his sleep deprivation and John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
He only got 9 hours sleep last night.
Yeah. Only 9, yeah, right.
Just sleep a little bit more, man.
Yeah. Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Like 2 days worth of sleep.
Well, oh, so Pat and I were in Washington, D.C.
Oh, please do tell.
We were in Washington, D.C., and he looks strong. All I got to do is keep him up all night. I mean, it'll be over.
Yeah, not much.
But it's so much. It's a facade.
Yes.
And so we're staying at this particular guy's house for staying in the gap, actually.
Yeah.
And he had this deep passion for God, you know, knowing him as Father.
Father's heart.
And his Father's heart. And and so he's talking to us, and we've been on all day long to the mall and just zoos and whatever else in Washington. And so I'm listening to this guy. I'm just like on the edge of my seat, right? And Pat's kind of sitting here to the back side of me, and they had pizza. And he was sitting on the edge of the table, and he's whispering. He's saying...
The guy is.
Yeah. Patting his hands quiet. And so the guy's going, "It's the Father's heart." Right?
It's so, the Pat?
It's like, no.
The guy.
I'll show you Pat in a moment. So I'm leaning forward. I'm like, this guy's got it. It's the Father's heart. It's the Father's heart. So I'm so intense and intrigued. I'm thinking, this guy's got it. And I look back at Pat, and Pat's like, his face was hanging down. He was chewing on a piece of pizza. I'm looking like, you ain't even listening. It's the Father's heart. And I found out why he was whispering, because he didn't want to wake up Joseph. He was actually held captive
in the basement.
He was there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But we had a wonderful time.
It was
a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. There's a breaking news right here. John, talk to us what the Supreme Court just did.
Yes, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the police may not search the cell phones of criminal suspects upon arrest without a warrant. This is CNN reporting, and they're saying it's a sweeping endorsement for privacy rights, which is basically the Constitution. The justices voted 9-0.
This is very encouraging, everyone. This is so encouraging, because that means the Supreme Court judges that are there presently in the Supreme Court made this ruling 9-0. Mm-hmm. They said the Fourth Amendment stands in regards to digital data on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the ramifications is NSA and all these ones that are gathering data on everyone.
Case law.
Case, exactly.
Case law.
Oh, wow. Went all the way back to law school. That's
hey.
It. Yeah, it's case law, man. Let me read you the Fourth Amendment while we're talking about this, and so you know actually what your rights are as the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution says that the right of the people, this is your right. If you're an American citizen, this is your right. The right of you, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, homes, houses, and effects, papers, which would be digitals today, mm-hmm. placing paper. They call it going green. Actually, they saw violating your Fourth Amendment rights. Going green.
Exactly.
Like, oh, man, the whole thing. Anyway, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by an oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person and thing to be seized. So not only do they have to get they got to say, why do you want to get on that phone?
Right.
Keep on talking about that.
Well, they're reporting that the justices said that basically that smartphones and other electronic devices were not previously in the same category as wallets, briefcases, you know, your vehicle. And it says currently all these are limited to initial examination by law enfororcement, and generally because they want to make sure that law enforcement is safe. But now, because, you know, what happened with it that prompted this to go all the way to the Supreme Court was, I guess, two gentlemen were arrested in separate cases in Maryland, and when they were arrested, the police were able to use their cell phones to get data, texts, pictures, all that type of stuff.
Everything,
and they were convicted on that. Well, these are your papers. These are your rights. They have to have a search warrant. The same way they would need a search warrant to search your house, maybe search your vehicle, they need a search warrant to be able to search your electronic data.
That's very encouraging. We talked about this on June 17th in regards to a particular article you can see on the VFN Torch. Is the White House encouraging police to hide surveillance using your cell phone? And it's talking about that what you have there, you'll find out the sources to it. But they are coming from the federal government, and they were telling local law enforcement, which is very unusual for that to happen, don't make it known that we can search all the data on someone's phone, that we can actually go through a neighborhood and we can actually obtain all of that, the data on your phone without even touching your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the reports are.
Wow.
And now you're saying they're clarifying that, the Supreme Court. That means if a investigator with your local law enforcement goes to your neighborhood and uses that particular equipment that is reportedly being told by the federal government not to mention this to anybody, is if they do that, they're violating your constitutional rights. That's illegal. It's illegal for them to do that. It's I guess it'd be criminal for them to actually do that. Definitely civil. And that's encouraging, because when they say go green, I mean, you may have a local utility bill and they're telling you over and over again to go green, don't get a paper bill, you know, save the trees and this type of thing. But what happened was you went straight from all these laws that protected that letter when it came through your mailbox. There's all kinds of laws that protects mail fraud and different things that can happen that guard your mail when it gets all the way to you. The second you said, I didn't want that paper bill anymore or that paper letter, you exited all those laws that were written for paper and you entered into a new realm that had yet the laws to be written, which was written today, in regards to the digital realm. So they actually can find everything about you in that digital realm. They couldn't before because they actually had to go and go to your utility company, would stick to that scenario, and they had to put a search warrant out, that swear before a judge that this is what I'm looking for. I need to know, did they have this much power or whatever, you know, some sort of utility issue that matched with this criminal use or something. And the judge would make a determination, yes or no. If the judge said yes, then they have a specific warrant to go look for a specific thing, for a specific letter, for a specific probable cause that was taking place in a crime. But the second you moved away from the paper, you moved into a whole new realm that there's no laws written for yet. I mean, there really is. They just were choosing not to say that our data is our own.
Right.
I mean, it is, but now they're actually clarifying it.
There's that still on the books, that Electronic Communications Act of 1986, that says that any emails that are left on your server past 6 months are considered abandoned, and they don't even need a search warrant. And so there's talks about getting that removed. But you're right. I mean, you have a constitution. You don't have to have all these laws. Uh-huh. Constitution says that's your personal property.
And understand the two different law factors. There was laws written for the paper, but there wasn't. There really was the Constitution, but in their mind, there wasn't. But now they have. Well, it's the same thing with your phone. You have a wired phone coming into your office or your home. There's laws written for that wire. There's specific laws written for that wire. But if you switch to a cell phone, if you switch to a voice over internet phone, all those different phones, you're entering into a whole new digital realm that they failed to identify as just as violating, just the same as violating your constitutional rights on a wired line, would be the same on a virtual line or a wireless line.
Digital.
And now this is good news, because now they're starting to define this thing. The sad thing about it is they've gathered so much stuff on everybody already. And how do you, you know, disregard that? How do you do away with that type of thing? And so this is great breaking news. 9-0.
9-0.
The Supreme Court ruled. And that means that we're all on the same side of the Constitution. We're all saying that the liberals, conservatives, the mutual folks, whoever, everybody's saying, we want to hold the Constitution. That is very encouraging.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so encouraging for that to take place, and that just redefines everything. As a matter of fact, it begins to cause you to look at Snowden a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Snowden said, I was standing up for the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They were violating people's constitutional right. And Snowden is this man that worked for, I guess, NSA and you know, violated, you know, the trust of our country by, you know, I don't know what he did, whether he took our data and our information. But what he was saying was they were violating the Fourth Amendment rights. And it looks like, according to the Supreme Court, they just
happen no more.
Well, it looks like they just clarified his position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That data did belong to every individual, and it was a violation of each individual's constitutional right. And I really think there should be this, because we did an earlier segment on the number of search warrants that went up ever since we entered into the data realm. We entered into cell phones. Mm-hmm. It went from, I mean, just it's huge numbers. We'll make it available to you on this particular post inside the Torch. But they went up because it came so easy to be able to just say, hey, you know, it's a less protected data. What's the big deal? And they just search all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think about it. I think everybody should get a letter from any law enforcement agency that did that, and they came through it finding out they were wrong. And we did compromise your data, because we're concerned about the nation's data being compromised. Mm-hmm. We should get a letter. Not only did they have to issue a warrant, not violate your Fourth Amendment rights, but they believed that a crime was being committed or about to be committed, so therefore their warrant got approved in this scenario. They come through it and they find out that there was no crime.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, you didn't know, but that's what happened to your life. They just pilfered your life. And you know, and that's held to a point of, you know, who is that person? Who are those folks? Mm-hmm. They should have to write a letter and say, I just want to let you know that we thought this was going on in your life. We took a warrant down to the judge. He agreed with us. And when we did search your data, we did search your property, we found out that it was wrong and you didn't violate a crime. We just want to let you know this took place. But we did follow the proper, mm-hmm. And then it's like, that makes you think twice, but right now they can do that and not even...
You don't even know.
Don't even know they do. Mm-hmm. And there's like, I mean, I forget how many, maybe a million search warrants or something. It's this huge number. And it's like every day somebody's stuff is being searched. And I think if you're a law-abiding citizen and it's a government by the people and for the people, and we are actually the ones, the people of the nation are the ones that are leading the nation, then if we actually had to search a member of our own community... And we were wrong in our assumptions, then we should have a standard letter that we write to them and saying, you know, we didn't tell you about this because this is what we thought was going on. But we found out as we followed the process of law and we made this search that you are a law-abiding citizen. You have not violated any laws. And we just want to let you know this happened. And if you have any questions, just talk to us. We'd be glad to be. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a lot less search warrants because they had to explain there's false pretenses for what they were doing with people's information. And in some judges that would have actually wouldn't have signed that if they'd known it was going to come into the light. But if all that happens in darkness, think about it. We need to bring all that into the light, especially when it comes time to the church in regards to persecuting the church. And it's like, we've got to make sure mm-hmm. that we bring everything to the surface in the context of that.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.